Hallelujah. When you say it, it comes to pass. Sometimes, I say you say it, and you don't even know that you said it. There are a lot of people around me who will come and tell me that you spoke to me, so. The brother said that he opened my office one day, and as he opened my office and I saw him, he said, and I said, August will not pass you by, August you will marry. I don't even remember I said it. And so, the day he brought his wedding card to me, and then he said, so soon, August. He said, no, be you prophesy. I said, me, I know I'm not a prophet. When did I prophesy? He said, So day that you open, I open, and then he began to tell me this one. He said, that day you spoke it. I was wondering how it will happen. And to my surprise, the date my in-laws gave me was August. And he brought the card. That is what I'm talking about. I told you some time ago how my house help was cleaning the house, and I was sitting down, I think maybe watching the television or reading or something like that. This, after it came to pass, he was reminding me, he's a musician now, he said, I was watching television, some Christian musician was singing, and I called him Ike. He was cleaning the house. Ike, watch the television. One day, that is how you will be. The whole world will be watching you like this. And he said, thank you, sir. And maybe I'll continue reading my newspaper. Maybe he did something I like. Maybe the way he was walking, I loved it, and something was quickened. I don't remember, but he came to tell me. Now he left, he's now in Port Harcourt, and he came to tell me that after he left me, this is the position now, exactly as I spoke. Now he's a musician. And I never ever knew he was singing before. I never ever knew that. He said now he's a musician. They invite him for programs here and here. And he has his musical team and things like that. And said, as I am now, he said, I have bought my car. I have finished building my house. God, as he said, exactly as you spoke it, it has come to pass. That is the word of faith that was released to him. That is a gift of faith. I go to the hospital. One choir member one time was, I've shared this, just want you to understand what I mean by that gift. And then they collapsed somewhere in the hospital. They rushed to the hospital. The days, Prophet Boboye was the leader of their group. And they were there the whole day somewhere in Ogba. And I took my wife. They said the girl was in coma. And then they prayed all night. She couldn't come back to life. And then I just decided to go and see them. Now, as with my wife, as I entered there, there were so many people, the nurses, the doctor, and then the prophet and the group members. They were all in that room there. And as I entered, I was approaching that place, I began to speak. I said, I have not come to greet this girl. I have come for her to rise and go home. And I was saying that, and I was approaching the bed. And I put my hand in my handkerchief in my pocket. I said, as I place this handkerchief on her, she shall come back to life. Please give me chance. And everybody gave chance. And I placed it on her, and she came back to life. Now that is the faith I'm talking about. That is not healing gift. That is faith. I spoke it before I got there, and I did it, and it came to pass. And when I spoke it, my wife said, when I spoke it, she was wondering, I'm speaking so boldly. No. And the same thing I've applied when somebody died, and we prayed for hours, and she won't come back to life. And while we already say she should be taken to the hospital, to the mortuary, and then the brother spoke something, and then something came over me. And I said, everybody stop crying. If this girl doesn't come back to life now, I will resign as pastor of this church, Bride Assembly. I'll stop preaching. And I removed my cloth. She was down there. I put my legs in between her stride. As I call her name, I say, as I count 1, 2, 3, 4, and call her name, she shall come back to life. And I said, counted 1, 2, 3, 4. I shouted her name. She came back to life. She's still alive now. And those who were there, they are still here to witness it. Now that is faith. And you cannot, how do you put it? You cannot act it. Because it is an action of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. It's an action of the Holy Ghost. What's the next one? If you have any question, when we finish this teaching, you can ask. What's the next one after faith? Okay. To another, gifts of healing. Notice that it is S, they are plural. Gifts of healing by the same Spirit. Gifts of healing. Gifts of healing. Gifts here, plural, because when it comes to healing, there is no one way of doing it. You can lay a hand on the sick, and the person will receive healing. And you may not even lay a hand, and you just stand before the person, and you are praying, just pointing finger on what you are talking to, and there will be healing. And they touched the hem of the garment of Jesus Christ, and virtue flowed. And Apostle Paul's handkerchief was used, and there was a healing. And it comes in various ways. And those who have the healing gift also, there will be one sign or the other that can follow, that you will know God wants to use you to heal someone, because it is always an action of the Holy Ghost. That's why when you receive the Holy Ghost, I begin to feel fire sensation all over you. It's always initially. It's an initial manifestation. It's not forever. Later on, it becomes only a little sign. You just feel it small only because you are now already used to it. Once you feel that sign, you can know that there is somebody who is sick around you and God wants to use you to pray for the person. That hand that you are feeling that sensation, if you place it on that sick person, don't even ask how. No matter what you see, don't even look at it physically. Go your way. The next time you meet that person, that nonsense is gone. That is another way. Another one is that you begin to feel the pain, the symptom that person is feeling. If it's a headache, migraine headache, you begin to feel headache. If it's a waist pain, you begin to feel a waist pain. If it's a leg pain, you begin to feel a leg pain. If it's a stomach trouble, you begin to feel problem in your stomach. And once you identify who is having so thing here, then you can know that God wants to use you to heal that person. And when you pray for that person, you will watch your own sign. When your own sign is gone, then you can tell the person it is over. Even if the person is still feeling one kind, leave him. It is over. Be sure. Just go your way. God does not entertain us. Now there's another one again. The person is sick. And then all of a sudden, you just say, let's pray. Then suddenly, the thing you are praying for, you begin to feel it in you. That is a sign that it has been removed. Then just go and pray. Father, thank you for healing him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for healing him. And then your own two go go. Your own two go go. Your own no go, then carry go. Praise the Lord. That's why he called it gifts of healing. Some people, if they just bless water and give you, and you bless, and if he's the one that blessed it and gave you, you drink it, it's gone. It's a gift. Okay. The next one is what? Verse 10. Another, the working of miracles. Now, the working of miracles, listen. The working of miracles, amen. Everybody knows what a miracle is. Something that is supernatural and unexplainable by science or anything at all. Now listen very well. If you bring a blind man, listen very well. If you bring a blind man for me to pray for, and the blind man's sight is restored. Now, it is a miracle, quite all right, but it's actually a healing gift you have exercised. Of course, every supernatural healing that you receive outside of drugs is miracle. But now, gift of healing is that God now working using you. Now, they bring the person that is sick, and you pray for the person, and the person's sight is restored. It's healing. A paralyzed person, you lay hand and strength comes, is healing. Now, but this is the gift of the working of miracles. You go anywhere, you minister, you didn't touch anybody, and while you are ministering, the blind is receiving healing. The, what do you call it? Mad people are receiving sanity. The lame rising to walk. The dumb hearing. Miracle taking place without you, without them bringing them to you personally to touch. While you're just ministering generally, wherever you are, an atmosphere where things begin to happen is created because you are the one ministering. You have the gift of the working of miracles. Praise God. Hallelujah. When I watch on the television, Pastor, while you are ministering, this one was sitting in a wheelchair. Then he stood up and started running. Then you say, wow, bring him. Oh, then you fall down. Then the man is going. Yes, next. Pastor. Listen. Now, they make it look as if they are the ones that have the anointing that healed him. Now, pastor, you for wait. Therefore, bring the person. Pastor, this man is a cripple on the chair. He said you will not go until you pray for him. Then you come and say, oh. Then he jump up. Then we say, you get power. But after God has already done the miracle, then you are saying, take it. Then you fall down. Then others are sitting down there under their wheelchair. So I've been asking, I said, which one be this one again now? God don't heal and finish. Concentrate on the one who never heal now. They always want to take a glory that does not belong to them. The working of miracle belongs to God. But the atmosphere has to be created. And there are people that create that atmosphere. There are people that kill atmosphere. And there are some that create the atmosphere. Praise the Lord. You can't stand at the altar and be abusing people and expect any miracle to take place. Can't come and be creating fear on people and then you say, no. The atmosphere has to be created. Christo Yagilome used to call one program Atmosphere for Miracle. Atmosphere for Miracle. When he comes, you can see him building up the atmosphere. He creates it. By the things he's saying, by the things he's doing, before you know what, everybody's lost in the spirit. And before you know what, things are happening. And if you stand up, like this old inter-message people, with a club, schoolmaster approach, he tower, as you come, that's where you go. Nothing will happen. Walking up, miracle. Next. What's the next one? To another, prophecy. The gift of prophecy is another one. All these gifts, I told you, it is initiated by the Holy Ghost himself. But he has vessels that he has chosen for that. Prophecy is the Spirit of God coming and then using your vocal cord. The Spirit of God can speak through your voice. And it operates also you can also come and he will speak to you. You will hear a voice. Tell them. But by the time he's saying, tell them, you are in another realm. Church, listen. The spirit of prophecy cannot come upon you and you will be normal. It affects your nerves. It affects you. The real people that prophesy, that have the gift of prophecy, listen very well. Most of the time, what they say, they don't even know they have spoken anything. Including prophesying against themselves. Thus said the Lord to this vessel, I have warned you, I have warned you. Everybody, they hear. Say the Spirit of the Lord. Then you collapse there because everything around you is affected. By the time that brother or that sister recovers, now you go to tell and see what you talk. But you can also hear, thus saith the Lord. Tell them. But by the time he's saying, tell them, this hand is already on you. You are no more yourself. You're only repeating what you are hearing. You'll be repeating what you are hearing. And you may fall down. You may be slain in the spirit. Whatever it is. Amen. What you are saying is what matters. Because it is different operations, but the same spirit. And two people can have the same gift, but they will operate it differently. Praise the Lord. And let me say one or two things concerning this gift of prophecy. It's important I say it. For you who may be watching me online and you're pastoring any church, don't tell me that you have gifts in your church until you see the greater part of these 9 spiritual gifts in operation. That people come and they anytime service going on, don't say the Lord, don't say the Lord, don't say the Lord. Aye, my people, I'm here, my people. Let me tell people, we have gifts in our church. We have gifts. We have channel. We have vessel. That is only one gift. Why is everybody in the church operating one gift? What of the rest? And most of the time is carnal impersonation of that gift. If gifts, God is going to pour gifts in a church, they will come. And they will pour. It's like a rain. He will just pour it there. The only thing is that those who have healing gift, they will not be known. So people want love to be recognized. So before you know what, every service, they are the ones prophesying. They will begin to enter spirit. Thus said the Lord. Then they are recognized. They are the gifted ones. And if you are pastor of such a church, and all the gifts, now, thus said the Lord, hey, danger is knocking at your door. I'm speaking from experience. Yes, the easiest and the first manifestation of gifts visible is the gift of prophecy. Because people will speak in tongues and then God will give messages. Yes. But that will not be the only one. They come along with others. And if you are not able to see others, okay. Why is it dangerous? When people want to walk their way with their carnal agenda, whether it's demonic or self-agenda, one of the ways they do is through this prophecy gift. And a blind pastor who wants to be recognized by the church that he is called, that spirit will smuggle in. Thus said the Lord, to my servant Moses, I have raised thee. I have raised thee. A star that will shine in the whole nation. Hey, my people, listen to him. Listen to him. Listen to him. Listen to him, says the Lord. Okay, now. Then, Pastor Moses said, Shauna here. I told you. Tomorrow again, another one, another sister. Thus said the Lord to my servant, I have come, I shall cause to speak in your mouth, that we shall every time. My servant Moses, so I one day now I say, hey! Everybody shut up! Now let me be servant of God for this church. If you don't have message, shut up! Do I need your prophecy to confirm my call? And that spirit can't die. You're not going to clap for me. You're not going to clap for me now. Praise the Lord. They are seeking for notice. So that I will say you are gifted. See, that you confirm my call. Amen. Does not add anything to me. You know, since I don't be pay my rent. That time, 2 years, I did for this, I don't be pay my rent. You know, we see where I go get money, pay my rent. Every day, my servant, hungry, they wire me, my servant. Amen. Stop that nonsense. The most carnal people that I have ever known are people who operate that prophecy gift. Once they have let the church know, say that their gift be that. The day they want to punish everybody for the church, they want maybe one coordinator offend her. Sit down for here. Go sit down for here. Go look. Hey! Thus said the Lord, let all the coordinators 3 days try fasting. I'm addressing the spirit. See another one. The sister is interested in Brother David. They can't see one sister for choir for my main market with him. They sit down after service. Then they look Bible or something. Then she can't say, for no take time, this girl will collect this brother. We go wait. During service. Thus said the Lord to my servant David, where your eye is, I didn't take you there. Praise the Lord. It happens. And judgment is upon you, you don't know. You are using the name of the Lord in vain. That is wrong. Okay, two more things. Let me say two more things. Another one is, you don't know what is the word of knowledge and what is prophecy because you prophesy. You see a dream in the house or a vision in the house for the ministry, for somebody in the church. Then you will come to the church. You go sit down, prepare. Then immediately prayer is going on in Jesus' name. Amen. Then you go hear and say, hey, hey! They scatter everywhere, they kick everywhere. What happened? Thus said the Lord, he won't give the message where he see for house. No. Write it and give it to the pastor. or go to the person that you saw the revelation if you know the person. That is not prophecy, that is word of knowledge. Prophecy, you don't prepare for it. It comes on you, boa. And Apostle Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, two things concerning prophecy. He says it must be judged. And secondly, you should give it turn by turn. Another person is prophesying and you are here disrupting. Then they hold you here. I want to talk. Don't talk. Me too, I want to talk. That's disorderliness. You will hold your peace. And when the fact that you have the gift of prophecy and then you begin to feel fire on you, does not mean you should say something. Wait until the utterance is given to you by the Spirit. Praise the Lord. And if you are in the Spirit prophesying, a true prophecy from God does not stay long. A true prophecy from God does not stay long. You know why the first one, my sisters, operate that gift easier than men. Thus said the Lord. You finish giving the message. And for your information, there's another gift there known as the gift of discernment. The gift of discernment is ability to know which spirit is in operation. And some of us have that gift. So once you're prophesying, we also ignite our own to follow you. And as soon as the prophecy is finished, keep quiet. But because you are still feeling fire on you, it means you should continue to talk. Then you will begin to wait. Anytime you hear them say, they think. Wait till I go talk again. Praise the Lord. Once it's over, it's over. See, when he's talking, try it. You can't stop it. If it is the Holy Ghost speaking through, you can't stop it. Try to stop it. You can't stop. And when the thing stops, you stop. Don't talk again. My people. I am with you. And you will hear those who are speaking by themselves. They will say, I am with you in Jesus' name. It was not a prophecy. Now you they talk. Jesus is speaking in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. You see, that's why I said, could I give me extra minutes? Now, listen. Let me say this last one. There are many. You know, I get 20 years experience for this thing. You see, I'm not right, but I remember them. There's another one. When prayer is going on and the place is hot. Now, possessed people, they do that thing. Possessed by demon. Familiar spirit. Then the prayer group, as soon as they pray prayer group, the thing don't hot. Hot, the heat is too much. Then you go, yeah, don't say the Lord. Then naturally, the group leader will say, God want to talk. In Jesus' name, amen. Then they will give a microphone. Don't say the Lord. I have come. Until the fire go down. When the fire go down, I have called. I will be with you. I have answered all your prayers. I have answered. I have answered. Yes. Until the fire don't come down. Think very well, group leader. You go see, say, he not talk anything. He not talk anything. Now the fire too much. Even here, when I know they see, sometimes I go tell me, say, somebody they prophesy. When I look and finish, I know how to enter spirit. I can't be pastoring this kind of people. I don't know how to get. I go enter spirit. I go look. Fire, pray. After you go collapse for there. Praise the Lord. No, one final one. All the prophesy is instruction. Thus said the Lord to my people. The Lord said everybody should sit down on the ground. So that what will happen? Hey, let all the pregnant women be anointed, says the Lord. Hey, my people, my servant, anoint everybody. My people, anoint every car. My people, give me 2 days praise. All their prophecy is instruction. And let me tell you about that spirit. When they give you instruction, you don't carry it out, the person will be angry with you. That is where you catch the spirit. A prophet does not enforce his prophecy. You don't talk your own. That's all now. They go. If the thing comes to pass, they will go remember, say, you talk and move. By the time it happens second time, next time when you say, don't say the Lord, say, everybody keep quiet, give a microphone. Because we know, say, if you talk, it will come to pass. There was a sister that was doing that nonsense in this church in those days. So what that does, you go see and they vibrate plus foam for mouth, for dying. I said the veins want to burst. Now instruction won't give us. I go say, Pastor, carry her out. Go and collect the prophecy for her side. When they carry and go out, finish. There will be no prophecy. You don't finish. You go stand or you go come back inside. Another day, they carry him, they come out. Coordinator were carrying her to carry her out. Popular, prominent sister in the church, you know, they know how to enter everywhere. Then they carry and go. Leave her. The spirit, they talk. Leave her. Listen to her. Praise the Lord. Stop that nonsense. What's the next one? Make her finish. What's the next one? Discernment of spirits. Because a manner of spirit will be operating, God gives that gift, especially to the ministers who are watching over that group, watching over, so that you'll be able to know whether it is God talking or not. One of the ways that you can know is that every gift, particularly the utterance gifts, the gift of prophecy, as soon as the person is prophesying, if it is from God, other people that have that same gift will feel the vibration. So that's why you see somebody prophesying, other people are reacting. There's a vibration in the spirit. Now, you don't need a vision for that. You can see that, yeah, it is God talking. But you see the person just, thus said the Lord, only you talk, all of us, sit down, they look you. You go see me, they say, they give coordinator sign. Come out microphone. Come out. Come out. Amen. Now only you, when you finish talking, you go keep quiet. That is discernment of spirits. And of course, somebody who has a gift can even see the spirit that is talking. Thus said the Lord. I told you, sometime we went to a program in Port Harcourt, an intermediate church in Port Harcourt. Myself and two other ministers. And then I was at the altar ministering. And then, thus said the Lord, thus said the Lord, my people. Look, finish. Now, snake at this. Me, my people. I be your people. My people. Three of them. Two of them. This one finished. The other one. Oh, not the same spirit. After service, enter the pastor's office. You know, we have to do, we'll be visitor now. Enter message. Tell the pastor, I beg, those sisters where they prophesy, they'll be your members. He said, yes, God is using them where God will call. I say, invite them, come. They came to the office. Immediately they came, I stood and I looked at her. Sister, who are you? Hey, mama, say, tell mama, say, I say, shut up. Shut up! Hey, okay. Let me confess. The pastor opened my head. Okay. Let me confess. I said, confess what? Pastor, they give 10 people. Carry them for deliverance. What do you want to confess? The wrong spirit is speaking through you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So that's why we need that gift of discernment. But even the gift of discernment, you must be careful with it. If not, the Holy Ghost will be speaking, and with your dirty mind, already full of hatred and jealousy, you will say, now which they talk. That will be wrong. That will become blasphemy of the Holy Ghost. Finally, diverse kinds of tongues. Pentecostal, I believe everybody should speak in tongues. What did he say? Diverse kinds of tongues. One person, you cannot be having only one tongue. Every time, here, mama, you see a church, the whole church, now one thing, the waiting pastor, they talk, now everybody, they talk. And it is by the unction of the Holy Ghost. And everybody cannot have it. God gives severally as he wishes. Everybody, therefore, in a church where everybody stand up and speak in tongue is error. And if you are speaking and you know it's not by the unction of the Holy Ghost, those who have that gift, they know. Because it is a supernatural action that you yourself know that it is not you. This is some supernatural action taking place. And all this, including the next one, interpretation of tongues. There are people that have that interpretation. So you may speak in tongues, you may not know, especially when it comes to giving out messages. There is the tongue for worship. That is for prayer. And worship. There's the one for worship. There's the one for prayers. Romans 8:26. Can we read it? Romans 8:26. Apostle Paul says something concerning the spirit of intercession that helped our infirmity with groanings that cannot be uttered. Likewise, the spirit also helped our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And I believe that was the anointing that was on Hannah when she was at Shiloh. When you are desperate, that thing comes upon you, you know, the burden in your heart, he comes and takes over the prayer. Now, there is this They give for just worship. Singing in the spirit. Praying in the spirit. You can also sing in the spirit. You can also worship in the spirit. Yeah, that is, the spirit is the one now in control. You will see yourself immediately, the atmosphere is right. It's activated. And it is useful for intercession. Because with that, you can pray for long. With that, you are lost out, because it is no longer you. It's the Holy Spirit that takes over. And any matter anybody with that gift presents before the Lord in prayer, chap, 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 there is answer. That is why, when you have that gift and it is genuine, the devil attacks it. Because anytime you start to pray, something happens. The hand of God comes, that grace is activated, and it is no more you praying. And when the Holy Ghost begins to handle a matter using you, you know the matter is settled. And when you are speaking in tongue like that, also a gift of the word of knowledge can operate at the same time. You may be seeing vision. And then, so that you will know what you are saying and where it is referring to. And so it's a gift that, you know, people should pray for. It's something that builds your spirit man. It charges the spirit if you have that gift. But everybody cannot operate that gift. Now, in a church like this, somebody can just enter spirit and is speaking in tongue. And those of us that have the discernment, we will know that is a message. And the person may not have the interpretation himself. But in a proper setting, whatever he's speaking, there's somebody in the congregation that is hearing it. And that person, after, in a proper setting, and he used to operate in this church before, you will write it down and say, "This is thus said the Lord." Or just stand up and give the message, "Thus said the Lord." Or bow down wherever you are and repeat what you heard. It is the interpretation. But some can both speak in tongue and interpret. But it is sweeter when you say it and another person responds. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I know you have questions to ask, but my time is up for today. Can we stand up? We'll continue next week. Hallelujah.